Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 45, Allie. After I hammered into Kai, because I was way more comfortable with him than the others, about blackmailing Imani, to which he snarkily replied that he didn't know what I was talking about, I left Jace and Poison in the living room and strolled into the kitchen, grabbing some strawberries from the fridge. Once Jace showed Poison out, he eyed me through the kitchen door from the living room. I hummed and popped a strawberry in my mouth. Mom and your dad are coming home today. Jace placed his phone down on the coffee table and appeared at the kitchen door, giving me those dangerously sultry eyes. Sauntering over to me, he trapped me between the kitchen island and him and chuckled down at me.
If you think that's going to stop me from coming inside you today, you're wrong, he said, drawing his fingers against the front of my skirt.
He cupped the mound of my pussy in his hand and rested his fingers right over my wetness. I tensed at his possessive, dominant touch and bit my lip, glancing up at him through my glasses. Jace had been so careful these past couple days not to touch me in any way that I didn't want. But now, I wanted it, more than anything. You don't want them to find out that my stepbrother has been touching me, do you? I innocently asked him, batting my lashes. It would drive him crazy, absolutely insane, just how I loved him. He grabbed a fistful of my hair, making me squeal, and pulled my head back.
I do what I want with you, Allie,
he murmured against my neck.
You should know this by now. They won't find out about us, and you won't tell them.
And if I do?
Then you'd be the slut I always thought you were, telling everyone that your own stepbrother fucks you to sleep every night. That you enjoy watching his cum spill out of this tight.
He rubbed his fingers over my clit.
Little.
Harder.
Pussy.
I seized his hand to yank him off.
Let go,
he said. Almost immediately, I dropped my hand as my nipples hardened under my shirt.
Take off your shirt. Let me see your tits.
No, I said, giving him my most defiant look. I don't want... After he captured both my nipples between his fingers and squeezed harshly, I yelped out and grasped his wrists. Yet he tugged on them even harder and pulled them toward the ground. I stumbled onto the hardwood floor and landed on my hands and knees.
That's what I like to see,
Jace said, still squeezing my nipples. Please, let go, I pleaded.
Are you going to take off your shirt?
After a few moments, I nodded. When he released me, I rubbed them gently and then pulled my shirt over my head, my tits bouncing out of it. Jace unbuttoned his pants, pulled out his cock, and smacked it right across my cheek.
Open your mouth,
he demanded. I sat back on my knees as my skirt rode up my legs. He slapped his cock against my cheek again, making me flinch.
Open your fucking mouth.
When I refused to open my mouth, he smacked me across the cheek. I snatched my jaw, let out a moan, and pressed my legs together. Warmth spread throughout my core. I parted my lips slightly, and Jace shoved himself into my mouth. He thrust his dick all the way down my tight throat until his balls were pressed against my lips. I gagged on him, my eyes teary, and then he forced more of himself into me, resting his balls against my tongue. I placed my hands on his thighs to push him away, but he held me tighter to him. Spit and drool dripped down my chin and onto my tits, making them glisten. My gags turned into raspy gargles, and he pinched my nose closed so I couldn't breathe. I pushed a hand between my legs to touch my pussy, getting it wet and ready for his cock to slide into me, because this felt too good. Too fucking good.
Jerk off your stepbrother, Allie,
he said down at me, outlining his cock in my throat with his finger. When I refused, knowing that it would piss him off, he slapped me harder across the face. I whimpered and reluctantly wrapped my hand around my throat to jerk him off while bobbing my head back and forth on his cock. The doorknob jingled in the foyer and Jace pushed me behind the kitchen island where no one could see me. Instead of pulling out of my mouth like a normal human being would, Jace thrust in and out of me wildly until I couldn't breathe. When he finally pulled out, I doubled over onto my hands and knees, coughing up spit. I gasped for breath, my breasts swaying. Jace rested his hands on the counter and leaned over it, acting as if nothing was happening.
Put my cock back into your mouth.
Jace, we can't. He snatched my nipples between his fingers again before our parents could come into the room, and I squealed. I sat up and took his cock back into my mouth, staring up at him with nervous, wide eyes. He wrapped a hand into my hair and held me down. Our parents walked into the kitchen, dragging their luggage behind them. Jace, Mom said. Glad to see you again. Where's Allie? He thrust his hips against me, and I tried to suppress my soft gagging.
Out with friends,
Jace said, his cock so fucking deep inside me that it hurt. All I wanted was for him to be buried this deep inside my pussy, fucking me until I could barely stand. Well, sweetie, we need to shower, but we'll be back out to tell you all about our trip. Mom clapped her hands together and hurried up the stairs. Harlan gave a grunt and seemed to follow her. When they were gone, Jace pulled out of me, picked me up, and set me on the kitchen island. He yanked up the bottom of my skirt and rubbed his fingers against my wet panties. Jace, we can't do this here, I said, scrambling to back away. I pushed my knees together, my face flushed. Yet Jace showed no signs of stopping. Instead, he kneeled in front of me, pulled down my panties, and pressed his lips to my clit. I gripped the edge of the island, digging my nails into the granite. His tongue moved in circles around my clit, and he pushed my legs apart even farther, devouring what was his. He pushed a finger inside of me, then another, and I clenched around him. My pussy felt so good, being filled by him, and I couldn't wait to let him fill my pussy with cum. After spitting on my clit and letting it drip down my mound to my entrance, Jay stood up and rubbed the head of his cock against my tight hole.
Make sure you keep your legs spread for me,
he said, wrapping his hand around the front of my throat and staring down at my tits as he pushed the head of his cock into my wetness. As my pussy clenched even harder around his head, he rubbed his thumb over my clit. I dug my nails into his chest and furrowed my brows. Jace, please, I whispered. Please.
Please what?
He mumbled against my ear, holding back a groan. Please. Put your cock inside of me, I said. He rubbed my clit faster and I moaned. Please. Jace dug his teeth into my shoulder, biting lightly to keep from groaning out loud. And then he thrust himself deep inside of me. I threw my head back and slapped a hand over my mouth, moaning into it. Harder, I breathed, lips parted in delight. He pushed his fingers into my mouth and slammed into me harder, burying his dick as deep as it would go.
I have so much control over you, Allie,
he murmured, thrusting harder into me.
I can make you scream so fucking loud with our parents upstairs.
He smacked me on the cheek, and I let a moan slip out of my mouth. Then he smacked me again and again and again until I was about to explode around him. Teetering on the brink of an orgasm, I whimpered in an attempt to stop myself from screaming.
Beg me not to come inside of you,
he said. Jace, I said softly, my pussy clenching around him. Please, don't come inside of me. I didn't take my pill this morning. He pumped in and out of me harder, wrapping both his hands around my throat. I shook my head, fear racing through my body at the thought of forgetting to take the pill. I had been so preoccupied lately. No, Jace, I'm being serious. I threw my head back, wave after wave of pleasure rushing through me. Jace stilled in my pussy, his cock so deep inside of me that he was nearly pressing against my cervix, letting all his cum shoot up into me. When he pulled out, his cum dripped out and coated my pussy lips, showing me that I was his to play with whenever and wherever he wanted.
Put your clothes back on before they come back down,
Jace said, buckling his belt. I hopped off the counter as his cum ran down my thighs, put on my clothes, and wrapped my hand around his. Jace glanced down at our hands and smiled, lightly grasping my face with his free hand and rubbing my red cheek where he had slapped me. Can you take me to the pharmacy? I asked. Instead of nodding his head, Jace looked down at my stomach and then back at me. He clenched his jaw as if he wanted to say something, wanted to refuse to take me. But then he squeezed my hand tighter and said,
"Sure, I'll take you this time."
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.